With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A House committee investigating whether anti-Israel campus protests are funded by terrorists. Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports.
Republicans on the House Financial Services Committee are seeking answers from the Treasury Department on funding for anti-Israel campus protests, citing national security concerns. Republicans Bill Huizenga of Michigan and Blaine Lugedmeyer of Missouri, the chairman of two subcommittees, sent a letter to Andrea Gackey, the director of the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, or FinCEN, asking the agency to utilize its authority to, quote, detect terrorist acts and financing through the USA Patriot Act. The congressmen are requesting that FinCEN provide a briefing to the committee staff by no later than October 15th of how the agency is tracking the funding sources of anti-Israel student organizations and protests. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com in Tampa, resident Kat Robinson Malone, who was cleaning up her home, says they evacuated for Hurricane Milton because of how devastating Helene was.
With Hurricane Helene, our home took on about 4 to 5 inches inside, about a foot and a half outside.
The devastation of Hurricanes Helene and Milton continues to be tallied as a swath of Florida comes to terms with damage from that unusual dual strike of storms in just 2 weeks. Crews continue to reconnect electricity in storm-stricken communities. Lines for gasoline seem to be growing shorter. And about 23,000 of North Carolina residents of the 1.5 million who lost power in the region after Helene still lack electricity. Without it, they can't keep medicine cold, pump well water, recharge their phones, or apply for federal disaster aid. Crews from all over are helping Duke Energy make the needed repairs, but it's slow going in the dense mountain forest. This is SRN News. TikTok might be in trouble.
The social media giant is being sued by 13 states and the District of Columbia over the content it broadcast to children, and many Christians and conservatives say it's about time. The Parents Television and Media Council has been raising alarms about TikTok's violent and sexual content for years. Spokesman Melissa Henson says, quote, "Big tech has harmed our children for too long. Our country's leaders must work to shore up protections for kids online." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Vice President Kamala Harris touting her promotion of the LGBT agenda as the presidential campaign winds down. As vice president, Harris claims to be part of the most pro-LGBT administration in the history of this country. While in the Senate, Harris sponsored several bills promoting the gay agenda in health care and the criminal justice system. She's also supported allowing men in women's restrooms and locker rooms. This is SRN News. A Nevada man facing charges after showing up at a Trump rally with loaded firearms.
The rally was Saturday night in Coachella in the Southern California desert. Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco says the man, who claimed to be a journalist, was allowed to pass through an outside perimeter, but was stopped when a deputy on the inside perimeter noticed what Bianco calls irregularities.
He showed up with multiple passports with different names, an unregistered vehicle with fake license plate, and loaded firearms.
Bianco says the license plate was what law enforcement recognizes as a homemade plate similar to one used by sovereign citizens. I'm Donna Warder.
A beloved boardwalk amusement park at the Jersey Shore shutting down. Gillian's Wonderland Pier on the Ocean City Boardwalk will close. That's after 94 years of operation. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.